Today's daf is Vachen Daf Nun Ches. We are holding at the top of Nun Ches Amral. We're beginning the sixth parak of Shem of Maseches Vachen today. Today's shir is sponsored by Josh Kral, Zecher Nishmas Malka Bas Yehuda, whose yard site is today. And it is also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Zecher Nishmas, the Rebbetzin Pesia Yenta Bas Yisrael Aryeh, Rebbetzin Weiss, the Neshamos Shreven Aliyah, from the Zechus of our learning. We're holding, as I mentioned, on the top of Daf Nun Ches Amral. The Mishnah is going to discuss, it's going to bring a machlokas, where on the Mizbeach it's okay to shecht kachay kachim. Because one rule that became very clear in the previous parak is that kachay kachim shechitasen batzachon. So where, if you want to shecht on top of the Mizbeach, is there anywhere that's okay to shecht kachay kachim? The Gemara is going to have two explanations of what that machlokas is about. Is the machlokas about where the Mizbeach was in the Azara, or is the machlokas going to be about how to darshan a particular pasuk, but maybe they're not arguing about where the Mizbeach was? Then the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what kinegdon bekarka means in relation to the Mizbeach, because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says in that kinegdon bekarka is going to be kosher. So what exactly is kinegdon bekarka as far as the Mizbeach is concerned? Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that Rabbi Yosef holds that the entire Mizbeach is actually placed in the tzafon, and we're going to have a suggestion, but the suggestion is going to be rejected. We're going to have three possibilities of who holds Kol HaMizbeach is B'tzafon. So one of them is going to be Rabbi Yossi, based on a particular Mishnah, but then we're going to have other possibilities of who holds that the entire Mizbeach is B'tzafon. So most of the daf today is about the exact placement of the Mizbeach. So let's begin, again, Nun Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So says the Mishnah, Kodshei Kodshim Sheshachtan Berosh HaMizbeach, if you shecht Kodshei Kodshim on the Mizbeach itself, on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'tzafon. That is perfectly good. That is as if you are shechted in the north part of the Azara, and therefore it's perfectly kosher. Tosus points out that Min HaTorah, the Shechitos kosher even lechatchila on top of the Mizbeach, and the Gemara sounds like it's going to make a drasha from a pasuk that that's going to be the case. Why then does the Mishnah speak in the Lashon of B'di'eved that kachay kachim sheshchatan b'rosh ha-mizbeach, if you shechted it b'rosh ha-mizbeach, makes it sound like it's not a din lechatchila? So says Tosos, that's a din midrabanan, that you're not allowed to shecht on the Mizbeach lechatchila, because we're afraid that prior to completing the shechita, the animal is going to be matil galolim al gabei ha-mizbeach. The animal is going to relieve itself, maybe because it's terrified, it's going to relieve itself on the Mizbeach, and that is going to be a terrible bizayon to the cover of the Mizbeach. So as a result, the Chacham said, even though midaraisa you're allowed to, as a result, the Chacham said that one should not shecht on the Mizbeach. Rav Zilberstein, Chashuk Echemed, points out the famous Taz in Yardeus and Kuf Yud Zayin. It's a Taz that appears three places in Shulchan Aruch, that the Chacham do not have the koach to be oker that which is mefurish b'kra, that which is mefurish in the Torah. So the Chora, this is difficult because midar raisa, the pasuk says zavachta alav es alosecha veshlamecha. So it's on midar raisa, it's beferish b'kra, it's beferish in the pasuk that you're allowed to shecht olosecha, even your karmenolos on top of the mizbeach. So Tosel says, oh, but it says belashim b'diavad because midar rabbanon you're not supposed to. How did the rabbanon have the right to make such a din that you're not supposed to if it's mefurish? Furash b'kra. So Rav Zilberstein points out that pepashtus, what the Taz means to say is that chum are not allowed to aser that which is mefurash b'kra leheter. But to say that on a daraisa level you have two options. And let's say in daraisa there are two equal options. On the Mizbeach, near the Mizbeach, or on the Mizbeach in the rest of the tzafon of the Azara. So the Rabban can certainly say, of the two options, we prefer one of the options over the other. That is not called being oker of min haTorah. That is not considered that the Rabbanan are going against that which is mefurash b'kra. In the Sefer Kodshei David, however, he says that even min haTorah lechatchila you're not allowed to shecht on the Mizbeach, because lechatchila you have to fulfill the pasuk v'shachat also al yerech ha-mizbeach, and yerech ha-mizbeach means not on the Mizbeach. So even on a daraisa level, it could be that you're not allowed to shecht on the Mizbeach. Fine, that is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, not everywhere on the Mizbeach is okay. Mechatzim Mizbeach v'ladorom kadorom. If you shecht on the southern half of the Mizbeach, that is considered like you shechted in the Dorom of the Azara, which is not okay for Kachay Kachim. Mechatzim Mizbeach v'latzafon katzafon. But if you shecht on the northern half of the Mizbeach, that is perfectly fine for Kachay Kachim. That is considered like you're shechting the stuff on the Azara. So says Amar Amr Avasi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Hayi Rabbi Yossi Kule Mizbeach Batzafon Ka'i. Rabbi Yochanan says we have a tradition that Rabbi Yossi holds. Now this may or may not relate to our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yochanan has an independent tradition that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the northern side of the Azara. Umayki Ilu. So then why does Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah that if you shecht on top of the Mizbeach, it's ki'ilu nishchatu b'tzafon. It says, if you shechted in the tzafon. What do you mean ki'ilu? You did! The entire Mizbeach is in the tzafon. So why is it only ki'ilu? No, ma'ad detema bi'inan al yerech v'leka kamash milan. You might say that in order to fulfill the pasuk v'shachat osal al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona, that it has to be done next to the Mizbeach and not on the Mizbeach. So that's why Rabbi Yossi is telling us that that's not true. Even on top of the Mizbeach is going to be kasher, and it's ki'ilu yeshechted in the tzafon ha-azara, which is perfectly fine. So the chiddush is that don't darshin that the shechita has to be b'tzada Mizbeach dafka. The shechita can be even on the Mizbeach because the Mizbeach is b'tzafon, and therefore it's considered it's like the rest of the tzafon ha-azara, which is perfectly fine. Now, we don't know exactly how Rabbi Yochanan knew that Rabbi Yossi's shechita was that the entire Mizbeach was b'tzafon. So based on, certainly we're being led to believe, based on the placement of that statement, that it has something to do with our Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to first try to discuss that. Is that true, that Rabbi Yossi's shechita, that the entire Mizbeach is the tzafon, is in the tzafon, can be derived from our Mishnah? So Amalei Rabbi Zeilu Rabbi Yassi, Ela Me'ata. Now that you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is b'tzafon, and therefore you're allowed to shecht kachay kachim on top of the Mizbeach in any spot, that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda achinami chetzi b'tzafon chetzi b'darom. So does that mean that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who holds that you're only allowed to shecht on the northern half of the Mizbeach, not on the southern half of the Mizbeach, does he hold that the placement of the Mizbeach was such that half of the Mizbeach was in the tzafon of the Azara and half of the Mizbeach was in the darom of the Azara? So is that what he holds? V'chitei machinami. And if you'll say, yeah, it must be what he holds, and it must be that's what they're arguing about. I mean, the whole machlokes in the Mishnah is about physical location of the Mizbeach, that the din is shechitasim b'tzafon for kachay kachim. So the question is just, where was b'tzafon? So, but that can't be. V'atu damin reshred Rabbi Yochanan. But you're the one that told me, you Rav Asi yourself told me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that modu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudu shem shechaton kenegdon bekarka psula, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda allows shechting on the northern part of the Mizbeach, but he's moda that if you shecht kachay kachim on the karka ha'azara corresponding to the northern part of the Mizbeach, that's going to be pasul. So it has to be because it's not really betzafon, that somehow Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda allows the northern half of the Mizbeach, even though the northern half of the Mizbeach is not totally in the north of the Azara, it's in the Dharma of the Azara. Haraya, he says, when you shecht kenegdan bakarka, in the corresponding part of the Azara, but not on the Mizbeach, in the Karka, it's going to be pasul. So it can't be that that's the entire machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Now, l'chora, the Gemara could have just answered that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds chetzi b'tzafon and chetzi b'darom, and when he says kenegdan bakarka, he means on the ritzva next to, either to the Mizrach or to the Marav of the Mizbeach, meaning to the east or the west of the Mizbeach, because shechitasim b'tzafon means shechitasim b'tzafon, but across from the Mizbeach. Once you go an inch east, an inch west of the Mizbeach, you're already out of the range of where you're allowed to shecht. So Shinda Begwetzis points out that, yeah, I could have said that, but it was pashut to the Gemara that kenegdan bekarka doesn't mean that. That kenegdan bekarka doesn't mean on the east of the Mizbeach or the west of the Mizbeach, but it means like under the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach is. Had it not been for a Mizbeach being there, it would be no good. It's only because there's a Mizbeach there that you're allowed to shecht on top of the Mizbeach. So that's the Achronim explained. explain that the reason we're making that assumption is because it says moda. That if Rabbi Yochanan really meant the Ritzvah Sa'azara, he shouldn't send moda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, because he's not moda to anybody. That's the shita with every machlokas with other tanoim. So it has to be that it means the Ritzvah Sa'azara under the Mizbeach, and over there you could say moda, because l'shitaso, the Mizbeach was bedarum, which is possible for Shechitas Kachim Kachim, and nevertheless, he's going to allow shechting on the tzafon half of the Mizbeach. So he's moda that only the tzafon of the Mizbeach is kosher l'shechita, but the Ritzvah Sa'azara that's underneath is not kosher l'shechita because it's in the Darum Ha'azara. So anyway, so it can't be that the whole machlokas Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah is where the Mizbeach is placed. And Rabbi Yossi allows shechting on the entire Mizbeach because the entire Mizbeach is b'tzafon. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah says half-half because it's half-half. It's not half-half. He says beferish that Kenegdon Bakarka is psula. So clearly, there are parts of the Mizbeach that on the top you're allowed to shecht, but on the bottom is not in the northern part of the Azara. So Amalei Shrabasi said to Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yochanan, when he quotes Rabbi Yossi and he says that the entire Mizbeach is in the Tzafon, has nothing to do with our Mishnah. It's a separate Kabbalah that he has from his Rebbein that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is B'Tzafon. The Machlokas in our Mishnah about Shechtin Kachi Kachim on the top of the Mizbeach has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is. And even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah holds, you know, when he says half-half, he holds the entire Mizbeach is Bidarom, and he still holds half-half. You know why? Hachi kamer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokes in our Mishnah as follows. Shnei mikra echadarshu. They're arguing simply how to darshan a pasuk. Pasuk says, v'zavachta alav es olosecha ve'es shlamecha, that you shecht on it your carbon ola and your carbon shlam, I mean kachim kachim and kachim kalim. So Rabbi Yossi savar kula la'ola v'kula l'shlamim, that the pasuk is telling you anywhere on the Mizbeach is good for an ola, anywhere on the Mizbeach is good for a shlamim. So it's a beferish a pasuk telling you, regardless of the placement of the Mizbeach, that the top of the Mizbeach is fine for ola and shlamim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Savar, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah disagrees, and he says, no, when it says you could check the Mizbeach ola and shlamim, it means chetzio li'ola, only half of the Mizbeach is kasher li'ola, v'chetzio l'shlamim, and the other half of the Mizbeach that's not kasher li'ola, at least that's still kasher l'shlamim. It means that the shlamim is kasher on the entire Mizbeach, and the ola only on the northern half, because it can't be that the shlamim is not on the northern half. So it means that the shlamim could be on the entire Mizbeach, and the ola only on the northern half, but that's what the pasuk is telling me. Disalkadaitach kulo li'ola kasher, because if you're going to tell me that the entire Mizbeach is kosher to shech the carbonola, well then hashta kulu liyala kosher kulu l'shlam mibayi. Obviously, if you could shech the entire carbonola on the entire Mizbeach, of course you can shech the carbon shlam on the entire Mizbeach, because it's a kal v'chomer. An ola is only kosher in the tzafon of the Azara, and yet you're allowing shechting the ola on the entire Mizbeach, so shlamim, which is allowed anywhere in the Azara, bein b'tzafon, bein b'darom, kal v'chomer you're allowed to shecht on the entire Mizbeach. So it can't be that the ola is kasher on the entire Mizbeach, and that's why the pasuk must be telling me that the shechitas shlamim is kasher on the entire Mizbeach, but the shechitas ola is only on the northern half of the Mizbeach. Now, it's a kal v'chomer, and that, meaning, since it would have been a kal v'chomer, that's the hechrich to say that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. It can't be telling me what I could have derived from a kal v'chomer. So the Malbim points out in his commentary to Chumash that, you know, sometimes the Torah does speak in derech of lozu avzu. Not only this, but even a greater chiddush, which means that the first chiddush, the first thing the Torah tells me is something I could have derived from the kal v'chomer, but it wants to tell me a greater chiddush as well, and the Torah will tell me the obvious followed by the less obvious. But, says the Malbim, it's not the derech HaTorah to do the reverse, to tell me the less obvious followed by the obvious. And over here it says Ola first, then Shlamim. So if Ola could be shechted on the entire Mizbeach, then it wouldn't mention Shlamim, which could be derived as a Kal V'chomer from it. That's just not the style of the Torah. Now, the Rav Yosef Engel in Asfan Daraisa points out that the Kal V'chomer is a little bit difficult, because one could have simply rejected the Kal V'chomer by saying, no, what was the Kal V'chomer? That if you're allowed to shecht kachim kachim on the entire Mizbeach, then Kal V'chomer you're allowed to shecht kachim kalim. Maybe there are certain places that are reserved because they're too holy for kachim kalim, and that it's only eligible for kachim kachim. How's that a kavchomer necessarily? Right? Can you just do whatever you want in the kodesh hakadoshim? You're certainly not allowed to do that because there are certain places that are too holy for things that are beneath them. So Rav Yosef Engel suggests that that's true as far as shechting chulin, that you're not allowed to shecht chulin ba'azara. But we never find that within the azara there's any limitation on kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is still kadosh enough that there shouldn't be any limitation once you're within the azara. So the Gemara explains, how's Rabbi Yossi going to respond to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's taina? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a pasuk that tells me ola and shlamim can be on the mizbeach, and it has to be telling me half-half. So how's Rabbi Yossi going to learn from there that the entire mizbeach can have a karban ola? It would then be a kal v'chomer that the entire mizbeach can have a karban shlamim. The idach, so Rabbi Yossi would respond, itzrich. I might have thought that the top of the mizbech is only kosher for a carbon ola because you're so limited in where you can shecht the carbon ola already that we need to create some extra space for shechting carbon ola. Okay, so do it on top of the mizbech. But carbon shlamim, you have the whole azara. Go to the south and shecht it there. So I would think that there's no reason to allow shechting it on the top of the mizbech. Kamashmalan. That's why it's telling us the Torah has to teach us that it's kosher for the carbon shlamim as well. So where Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about shechting kachay kachem the mizbech has nothing to do with where the mizbech is located. It's all about how to darshan the pasuk. It's all about how to read the pasuk. But gufa, we happen to have mentioned in the course of this conversation that Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yehuda, Shei Mishchaton Kenegdan Bekarka, that if you shech the carbon ola on the karka that corresponds to the northern half of the mizbech, psulos, that it's going to be pasul, which was so interesting because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that you're allowed to shecht the ola on top of the mizbech in the northern half of the mizbech, so the karka corresponding to the northern half of the mizbech would be pasul. So I'm later vachem yidrit ravina might connect them to karka. Where exactly are we talking about? Where on the karka are we saying that if you shecht the kachim kachim, it's going to be pasul? Ilema ama yisod ama sovev haigufei the mizbechu. If you're talking about the ama of the yisod and the ama of the sovev of the mizbech, well, that is the mizbech. That's not karka. Va'od my kenegdon bekarka. The yisod and the soviv are not bekarka at all. They're up. They're elevated. They're on the mizbech. I'm not sure what the difference is between the two questions. Meaning, the point is that, but neither the aman nor the yisod could be described as kenegdon bekarka because they are part of the mizbech and they are not karka, right? So that can't be what it means. Kenegdan bekarka v'chi tema David mechilos bekarka v'shachadu. Now maybe kenegdan bekarka means that they dig tunnels underneath the mizbeach, and you're shechting literally in a tunnel underneath the mizbeach. V'chi agavne miyavi mizbeach. Can you make a mizbeach on top of tunnels? V'atanya, we have a brisa mizbeach adama ta'aseli, and we darshin she mechubar be'adama shelo yivnenu lo al gabe mechilos v'lo. It's usher to build the mizbech on top of tunnels that are underneath the ground. So says Mar Lo Tricha de Batshe Batsure. Now, when Rabbi Yochanan is telling me this din of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda that Kenegdan Bekarka is pasul, it's talking about if they chop down the mizbech and make it smaller, and now you shecht where mizbeach used to be in the northern half, where the northern half of the mizbeach used to be, but it's just on karka now because the mizbeach has been removed from that area. The mizbeach has been cut down to size. Apparently, the exact measurement of the mizbech is not ma'akev. Even though it's 32 amos by 32 amos, it's not ma'akev. It could still be kosher, even if it's less than that. That's what Tosfos points out in Daf Samach Beis, that even though the pasuk in Divrei Hayam says that a kol b'ksav miyad Hashem alei askil kom lach satavnis, that everything has to be the exact measurements, everything has to be exactly the way the Ribbono Shalom wants the Beis HaMikdash to be set up. Apparently, you're allowed to make the mizbeach a little bit smaller. That's only that you're not allowed to add to the 60 amos of the location of the mizbeach and the kevesh. But to make it less apparently is mutter. However, whenever you're going to shorten its width, you also have to shorten its length because there is a separate halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that the mizbeach has to be meruba, that it does have to be a square, it cannot be rectangular, but it can be shortened. Now the question the Achronim deal with is, but practically, how are they mekatzer the mizbeach? The only way to do it is to start cutting it, but it's usher to be notates even even achas me'a mizbeach. You're not allowed to start cutting pieces off of the mizbeach. That's the Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Yisodei HaTorah. So how would they have done it? So one possibility is be'isr. They did it be'isr. So then, if they did it already, so now, can you shacht on the floor? That's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi was talking about. Or it could be that they did it as part of a fixing up of the mizbeach was al menas l'takno or something like that. You have to come up with some other explanation of what exactly they did over here. Now, there was a lot of discussion whether it's shayich nowadays to bring karbanos. So one of the issues about whether you can bring karbanos bisman she'in bayis is that you at least need a mizbeach. So if you have a mizbeach, you need to know where the mizbeach goes. So the question is, was it possible to actually figure out where the Mizbeach goes? So this is something that a lot of the Achronim discussed. So first of all, some of the Achronim said, sure, you could figure out where the Mizbeach goes, because we have a Kosel Ma'aravi, so then you just have to study Maseches Midos very carefully, and figure out, in corresponding to the Kosel Ma'aravi of the Azara, you figure out exactly where the Mizbeach is. So there are several reasons why that's not really feasible. First of all, according to Rov Achronim and the Metzius, the Kosel Ma'aravi is not the Kosel Ma'aravi of the Azara, it's the Kosel Ma'aravi of the Harabayis. So that makes it much, much more challenging. We can't really use it as a frame of reference to be able to figure out where the Mizbeach is. But even if one wants to assume, like the Radvaz in the Tshuvas and Chelek Beis and Tafresh Sadi Aleph, that the Kosel Ma'aravi is the Kosel Ma'aravi of the Azara, it's still going to be challenging for a number of reasons. One reason that it's going to be challenging is we have a Machlokas in our Sugya exactly where the Mizbeach was, and we're about to see where the Mizbeach was located. Was it Kulo B'tzafon, or was it partially Badarom? Furthermore, we don't know how big an Amma is. We're not sure exactly the size of an Amma. And furthermore, even if it's, you'll say, okay, but the Mizbeach can be smaller, like our Gemara said. It doesn't have to be exactly 30 times by 32 Ammas. You'll make it an Amma by an Amma, so that way you have some wiggle room in case you're wrong about where an Amma is, and you'll be somewhere along the Makam of the Mizbeach. But it could be that you need at least the place, the location, the Mizbeach has to include the location where Akedas Yitzchak happened, and where Adam and Noach were Makriv, and it could be that that is Ma'akev, the Makom of the Mizbeach, and that we'll never be able to figure out. Furthermore, they point out that maybe we can tell by archaeology, meaning the Gemara just said that the Mizbeach cannot be built on top of tunnels. So the whole Harabais is built on top of tunnels. So just do digs and find the spot that doesn't have tunnels underneath, and then that must be the Makam of Mizbeach. So they say there are many spots. You're not going to be able to figure it out that way. And then some of the Achronim even suggest somewhat creatively that the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin that Eretz Yisrael is called an Eretz HaTzvi, because just like a Tzvi, Ein Oro Machzik Es Besaro, its skin can't really hold its flesh. It looks like its skin is so tight on its body. So too Eretz Yisrael, it expands to accommodate those who are Yoshev in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that that's understood in a literal sense, that you'll have a mountain that the Gemara describes in one place, a mountain that had 60 villages on it. And someone said, I saw it, it doesn't even fit 60 hairs on that mountain, let alone 60 villages. No, but it could be when people live in Eretz Yisrael, so the land expands. So you can start measuring Amos the way we have it now, but maybe that doesn't really correspond to what they actually had. Okay, so now back into the Gemara. So we had mentioned that Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeira that when Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach was B'tzafon, it's not from our Mishnah that he learns that, it's from somewhere else that he derives that the entire Mizbeach is B'tzafon. He has a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that that's the case. So where is that from? Where does he get that Kabbalah from? Where did they know that from, that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is in the north? Amr Rabbi Zeira, Efshar Isa Lahad Rabbi Yochanan Velo Tanina Labimasnisin. Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan had this tradition that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach was entirely in the northern half of the Azara, and he doesn't have any sort of Mishnah to back it up? Nafak, Dak, V'ashkach. So Rabbi Zeira said, let's restudy all these Mishnayos, let's find it. Let's find where in the Mishnah does Rabbi Yossi say the entire Mizbeach is in the north, and he found the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid where it describes the Seder Ayom each each morning in the Beis HaMikdash, and it describes setting up the Marach Gedola, the large pile of wood on top of the Mizbeach each morning. Biru Misham, they then went and they took from the Lishchas Dir HaEitzim, the four Lishachos that were in the four corners of the room, they went and they went to the place where they kept the wood, and they took Atzei Te'eno Yafim, really good fig tree wood, L'sader Marach Shnia Shal Ketores, in order to set up the second Marach on the Mizbeach, which is the Marach Shnia Shal Ketores. It's from there that they, when they would burn that wood, it would turn into coals. They would take those coals, bring it to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and burn the Ketores on those coals. So that was the function of the Marach Shnia Shal Ketores. It's interesting, we say fig wood. The Mishnah Maseches Tamid tells us that all Eitzim are Kasher L'Maracha, except for Atzei Zayis V'Gefen, but all other Eitzim are Kasher L'Maracha. So why is it Dafka Atzei Te'ena? So apparently they would use Te'ena because that had that was the type of tree that Adam Rishon used after he ate from the Eitz Hadas to sort of correct his sin. When they noticed their nakedness, what did they do? They took fig leaves. So it's dafka, a fig tree that we use. That's what Rashi points out. That's atzei te'ena. The chet of Adam Rishon was caused by Lashon Hara, which was fixed al yedeya te'ena. The ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara. So it makes sense. That's what Tverisol points out in the Mishnayis, that we dafka want to use te'ena wood because for the Marach Shnia, because the Marach Shnia is going to be what burns the ketores. The ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara. So the te'ena wood is going to help with the original sin that was caused by Lashon Hara. Okay, so he says that they would bring, so the Mishnah over there says they would bring Te'enu wood for the Marach HaShniyah Shal Ketores, Keneged Keren Ma'aravis Dromis, and they would put it on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, but not all the way on the corner, Mashach Min HaKeren Klap Itzav and Arba Amos. Four Amos off of the corner. Ba'omed, roughly, I'm sorry, Ba'omed Chamesh Se'in Gechalim, and roughly the amount that should be able to produce five se'in of coals upon which they could burn the ketores. U'b'Shabbos, Ba'omed Shmona Se'in Gechalim, and on Shabbos they needed some more coals, because on Shashama Yinosin, Shem B'zicha Levona, Shalachim Apanim, because on Shabbos they didn't only have to burn the ketores with the coals that were going to be made from this Marach HaShniyah, they also had to burn the two spoonfuls of Levona that went along with the Lechem Apanim. So they had extra things to burn on Shabbos, and therefore they needed more coals. My Simana, why is it Dafka that that's the place of the Marach HaShniyah Shal Ketores, that it's got to be southwestern corner, but not all the way in the corner, four amos off of the corner? Where does that come from? It says Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, he must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi, and this is the source of Rabbi Yossi, that the entire Mizbeach was in the northern half of the Azara. Titania, because we have a brisa that says as follows, that Rabbi Yossi Omer Zeh Simen. Rabbi Yossi says this is a simen that you can keep in mind. Kalanito b'fnim, li nasin b'chutz, eino niton el b'samuch, she'en l'fnim, kalanito b'chutz, that there's a rule, and we're going to have to see what this rule means exactly, that anything that you take from the Heichal to bring it out of the Heichal onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon cannot be just brought anywhere onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It has to be brought on the part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon that's closest to the Heichal. That there's no other place on the Mizbeach HaChitzon closer to the Heichal than that. And anything that you're going to put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon to then subsequently bring into the Heichal has to start on the part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon that is also closest to the Heichal. So two rules. Whenever something is going to go from the inside to the outside, the place on the outside where you're putting it has to be the closest to the Heichal, the closest to the inside. Anything that's going to go from the outside to the inside, where you originally placed it on the outside, has to be the closest to the inside, the closest to the Heichal. So what does this mean? What is something that is brought from the inside to the outside? If you're talking about the shiari dam of the chatos apnimios, that they would sprinkle the blood in the heichal, and then they would have to bring out the shirayim of the dam to pour into the yisod mizbeach achitzon. So Rabbi Yossi is telling me, yeah, but where in the yisod mizbeach achitzon? Only the yisod that's closest to the Pesach heichal. Yeah, well, behedik sevu. That it says beferish in the pasuk. I don't need Rabbi Yossi to tell me that. Pasuk says al yisod mizbeach ola asher Pesach, Olal Moed, that it says explicitly that that it has to be the closest to the Pesach Olal Moed. So what's Rabbi Yossi teaching me? Vesu, and all, when he says Kol Anitel B'chutz Nasim Efnim, that anything that you're going to take from the outside to the inside also has to be on the closest part. Mind you, what's that talking about? Ilei Megachalim Shal Yom HaKippurim. If he's talking about taking from the Mizbeach Hachitzon to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Gechalim that they're going to be Maktir the Ketorah Samim Dak. And Yom HaKippurim, and Rabbi Yossi is telling me, yeah, but you have to take that from the part of the Mizbeach that's closest to the Heichal. Well, guess what? Behedik Sibu, that's also Mefurish in the Pasuk. Melakach Melam Machta, Gachle Eish, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Me'al HaMizbeach Milifnei Hashem. What does Milifnei Hashem mean? From the closest part, from that which is closest to the Heichal. So what's he telling me? Of course, these halachas are obvious from the Chumash. Ella, what he must mean is as follows. When he's saying that when you take something from the inside of the Eichel to the outside, that you got to put it on the part that's closest to the Heichal, he's talking about taking the two spoons of Levona that went along with the Lechem HaPanim. When you put that on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it has to be on the closest part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And how does he know it? Degamri Mishirayim. We learn it from Shirayim. Shirayim, like we said, is explicit in the Pasuk, that the Shiarei Chatos HaPanimios is Enochinami, that we know is brought to the outside Mizbeach, to the closest part. But from the Shirayim, we learn about the Mizich HaLivona as well. And Hanital B'chutzi Nasim B'fnim, when he says that that which starts on the outside that you're going to bring inside also has to start on the part of the Mizbeach that's closest to the inside. Gecholim dekol yom of yom. That's talking about the coals you bring in every single day to be Makdir Ketoros every single day. And how does he know that that's where it has to start? The Gamr, the Gecholim Shal Yom HaKippurim. He learns it from the Gecholim of Yom HaKippurim, which is explicit in the Pasuk. So it turns out that Rabbi Yossi gave a simon, he gave a klal, in order to teach us that the Bezicha Levona and the Gecholim that you use for the Ketoros every single day have to be put on the part of the Mizbeach that's connected to Pesach HaHechel. So, and meaning on the Ma'arach HaShniyah. So Rabbi Zeira understands that the Mishnah in Talmud that tells us that the Ma'arach HaShniyah was on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, but it was four amos to the north off of the corner, four amos to the north of the southwestern corner. That's following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that all of this has to be as close to the Pesach HaHechel as possible. And that's how we get four amos north of the exact southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So it says, well, okay, now we have to try to position the Mizbeach, right? Where do you hold the Mizbeach is exactly if four amos north of the southwestern corner is Keneged the Pesach Heichel. So Micah Safar, what exactly does Rabbi Yossi hold as far as the placement of the Mizbeach? Ik Safar Kulim Mizbeach B'Darum Kai. If he holds that the entire Mizbeach was in the south, so Esrim Sheva by the Mesi, then you'd have to have it not four amos off of the southwestern corner, you would need it 27 amos off of the southwestern corner. Why? Because the Pesach HaHechel was right in the middle of the Azara, right? That was aligned perfectly symmetrically in the middle of the Azara. Pesach HaHechel was 10 amos wide, so 5 amos of the Pesach HaHechel was on the northern half of the Azara, 5 amos was in the southern half of the Azara. And if the entire Mizbeach was in the southern half of the Azara, there's a 5 amma overlap only that can still be called that could still be on the Mizbeach and still be across from the Pesach HaHechel. Only the 5 northernmost amos of the Mizbeach correspond to the Pesach HaHechel. So if you want to have a pile of wood that's on the Mizbeach that corresponds to the Pesach HaHechel, it needs to be at least 27 amos. The Mizbeach is 32 amos. So at least 27 amos off of the southwest corner to be connected to Pesach HaHechel. V'inami kasavar kedush seichel v'ulam chadehi. And if you're going to say, no, the kedusha of the Pesach and of the HaHechel and the ulam is one kedusha, so you don't need to be connected to Pesach HaHechel, you only need to be connected to Pesach Ha'ulam, that's all it needs to be. So then, Esrim Vitarte by Yemesi, it still would need to be 22 amos off of the end of the Mizbeach, because the Pesach Ha'ulam also was exactly symmetrical in the middle of the Azara. How wide was the Pesach Ha'ulam? 20 amos wide, right? So half of that was on the northern side of the Azara, half of the Pesach Ha'ulam was on the southern half of the Azara. So the 10 amos, there's 10 amos of the Pesach HaUlam that corresponds to the southern half of the Azara. If the entire Mizbeach is Bedarom, only the last 10 Amos of the Mizbeach are connected to Pesach HaUlam. So if you need to have a Maracha Shnia that's directly across from the Pesach HaUlam, you got to be 22 Amos off of the other end of the Mizbeach. The entire Mizbeach is only 32 Amos. Only the last 10 Amos are connected to Pesach HaUlam. See, either way, this is way off. You either need to be 22 Amos or 27 Amos off, not 4 Amos off of the southwest corner. So says Mar Avika Savar, Chetzi B'Tzav and Chetzi B'Dar. Oh, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach isn't entirely in the south. The Mizbeach is perfectly symmetrically aligned also. It's half in the north, half in the south. Well, still it's not going to work out. You're still going to need 11 Amos. You're going to need to make the Maracha Shnia 11 Amos off of the corner of the Mizbeach, because if the Mizbeach was exactly halfway between the north and the south, so the ten middle Amos are across from the Heichal. So since the entire Mizbeach is 32 Amos, to get to the 10 middle Amos, you need to be 11 Amos off of the southwest corner. And we said 4 Amos off of the southwest corner. And if you can tell me, no, but you don't have to be connected to the Pesach Heichal, you only need to be connected to the Pesach HaUlam. So that gives you 5 more Amos of wiggle room. So you don't need to be 11 Amos off of the southwest corner. Now you could be 6 Amos off of the southwest. Still not there. We need to be 4 Amos off. So it's just by the Mese. Then it should be 6 Amos off of the southwest corner, not 4. The only explanation is that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the northern half of the Azara. If it's entirely in the north, and the Kedusha Seichel and the Kedusha Ulam are not the same, and you got to be connected the Kedusha HaHeichel, only the first 5 Amos of the Mizbeach actually is connected to Pesach HaEichel. So you got to get it in within the first 5 Amos of the Mizbeach. That's where the Maracha Shnia has to be. So Vahani Arba Amos, when we say Arba Amos, they have to be Marchik off of the southwest corner by 4 Amos. Why? Why can't you put it directly on the southwest corner? Amma Yesod, because there's one, the first Amma is a Yesod, you don't have a top of the Mizbeach over there, it's just a Yesod. The Amma Sovev, the second Amma is a Sovev. The Amma Makom Kronos, then you have another Amma where the Kronos on the top of the Mizbeach are, and then the Amma Makom Ragle Kohanim. Then you need an Amma for the Kohanim to walk. So, and if you were Marchik more than that, then you're not across from the Pesach Heichel. So the only way to place the Maracha Shnia was 4 Amos off of the southwest corner. That gives you enough room, not off of the southwest corner on the top of the Mizbeach, the southwest corner on the bottom of the Mizbeach, 4 Amos away from the Yesod of the Mizbeach, which is 1 Amma further than the Keren of the Mizbeach, and you're still across from the Pesach HaHeichel. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that the entire Mizbeach is B'tzafon. It's from that Mishnah in Tamid. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. That Mishnah in Tamid could be going like other opinions. Amar Avad Barava, Hamani, Rabbi Yudihi. Maybe that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. Ditani, Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Mizbeach, Mamutza Va'omid Be'emza Azara. Rabbi Yudah holds the Mizbeach was 50-50, right down the middle of the Azara. Ushlosh Mushtayim Amos Hayilo, and it was 32 Amos. 10 Amos connected Pischa Shal Heichel, 11 Amma Mikan, 11 Amma Mikan. And it had 10 Amos in the center of the Mizbeach, directly aligned with the Pesach of the Heichel, and then it had 11 Amos further on the Mizbeach that were beyond the Pesach of the Heichel. Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuvan connected Heichel, meaning the Mizbeach was exactly directly aligned with the Heichel. So for Rabbi Yudah Chatshei by Lemesei, but then why would you make the Maracha Shnia according to Rabbi Yudah 4 Amos off of the southwest corner? You should make it 11 Amos off of the southwest corner so you can be connected to Heichel. And if the Kedusha Seichel and the Ulam is one Kedusha, it should be 6 Amos off of the corner of the Mizbeach. Why 4? So, how do you think you're measuring these 4 Amos? You think you're measuring these 4 Amos from the beginning of the Mizbeach at the bottom of the Mizbeach, including the Yesod and the Sovev? No. Arba Amos Bar Me'ami Yisod V'Amasoved. The Arba Amos that we're measuring is not counting the Yisod. It's not counting the Soved. So it's really six Amos off of the end of the Mizbech. When we say that you got to be four Amos off of the southwest end corner of the Mizbech, we don't mean four Amos off of the southwest corner of the Amma and the Yisod. It means four Amos off of the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbech. But of course, that would end up being six Amos off. So really, the Mizbech might be directly Be'emtza, and you're assuming that the Ulam is the same as the Heichal as far as its Kedusha. It only needs to be, the Marach Shniyah only needs to be connected the Pesach of the Ulam, so it lands out perfectly. Six Amos off of the bottom of the Mizbech is four Amos off of the top of the Mizbech, and that's what we're assuming, that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. I, the Nukmak Rabbi Yossi, why don't we say that it's going like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's in the middle, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's got to be Mimutza. So these are two possibilities of how to learn that Mishnah Masechta Tamid. Tomorrow, we'll get to a third possibility.